Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Unpacking the Toolbox is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
At the spa. I love this place. They also have the best Korean food there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Guillermo, like, I would spend all fucking day there and then go upstairs and you just order, like bowls of, like, brown rice and kimchi. Ooh. And so
it was delicious, healthy, right? Like, super healthy, but delicious, too.
Healthy. Like, ooh, can't even get enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a woman was like, does everyone ever tell you you look like Quinn Perkins?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I was like, oh, I get that all the time. And she was like, whatever, you're way prettier than that girl.
No. I used to, in the beginning, I used to be like,
ugly fucking bitch. Yeah. Like,
oh, that bitch. I don't know. I don't see it. I used to, in the beginning, be like, that's me. Yeah, I'm Huck. And then as the, you know, the seasons would go on, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, people tell me that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And then I'm just like, I don't even engage. Yeah. And I stopped doing the whole, like, what have I seen you in? Because I used to be like, well, a show called Scandal. I was on Weeds. And they'd be like, no. And then
like
I was like, bitch, now I feel
your
stupid.
Resume. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then you
awful.
Feel dumb because they're like, no, that's not it. And I'm like, now I don't do that anymore. I'm just like, I don't know, stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, say I always get the same, like, no, you were at Beeman Park on a play date. Like, I met you, like, in the sandbox. And I'm like, no. They can't put it together where they've seen me. But I look like such dog shit that there's no way that I could be, like, a Hollywood actor. It's like, no, you're that
shut
dumpy
up.
Mom I saw.
At the shut up.
Oh, my God. I feel like so much fucking happens in this episode. I can't even deal with
yes,
it. But,
yes,
you know,
yes.
You probably feel that way because Huck wasn't in it much and Quinn wasn't in it at all.
This is the first episode that we don't see Quinn, right?
Yeah, Quinn is not in it. I remember getting a call. Well, yeah, I remember getting a call from Shonda and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm getting fired. It's done. We're over. They figured
it
out.
This
I'm
is
a
it,
hack.
You guys.
I suck. Get me out of here.
Like, everyone.
I have imposter syndrome. Like, what the fuck? And she just was like, I just want to let you know, like, you're not in next week's episode, but it's not. It's only because it's mostly a, you know, a flashback episode and Quinn wasn't anywhere, you know, you were in, like, fucking high
right.
school or whatever. Like, you know, you were in law school and no one gave a shit about you.
Yeah.
I remember being, like, wildly upset. Like, of course, as an insecure actor, you're like, what did I do? I'm the worst actor in the world.
Yeah.
They don't want me to be on their show.
Yes, they're starting to weed me out,
yes.
like, little by little.
I actually even, like, kind of remember like coming to the trailers anyway, maybe, and like lying like I needed to pick something up.
Oh, just to be like, what's happening?
Just to be like what's around, because I felt so out of the loop.
Oh my God.
But then cut to like my jaded ass now, which I'd be like, what the fuck? That means you're paid for a whole episode. Yeah. You know, I have a week off.
Yes.
What a dream.
Yeah.
As we're talking about episode 211, called A Criminal, A Whore, An Idiot, and A Liar. It aired on January 17th of 2013.
And it was written by Mark Fish and directed by Stephen Cragg.
Guest starring Kavita Patil as President's Doctor, Denora Walcott as reporter Carol Reese Rios as reporter Peter, Joe Holt as Secretary of Defense.
And Virginia Louise Smith as Secretary of State, Barry Boswick, you guys, as Jerry Grant. Come on.
Barry fucking Boswick.
Most of my notes are about Barry Boswick.
Oh, I can't wait.
And then we have Jeanette Brox as Rona, the polling analyst.
And then, wow, Guillermo, you would be right, because this synopsis on this prep sheet is real short. So I don't
super
know
short.
Why I have notes on this episode.
Yeah. I'll just read like the last two sentences.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Synopsis.
If you want to do the rest.
Just to jog all you gladiators' memories, although you're such fucking OG gladiators, I'm sure you have watched episode 211 a million times because it's fucking awesome. But let me tell you about it. The White House is rocked by more changes. It fits. Going back to one. The White House is rocked by more changes as Fitz returns to office. Flashbacks reveal more about the rigged election conspiracy, along with Fitz's relationship with his father.
Edison makes a shocking accusation against Olivia, and Fitz makes a surprising decision about his future with Melly, as does Edison with Olivia.
Olivia has to make a few hard choices.
Yeah,
this
she does.
Fucking episode, I honestly sat there the entire time and thought, how did Kerry Washington not win an Emmy for this part?
She is so good in this episode.
Fucking believable. Like,
yeah.
I can't, her emotions, because this is the episode where she makes the decision to say, yes, I'm all in. I want to rig the election with Verna and Hollis Doyle and Cyrus and Melly. But it's, yes. You watch her fall in love with the man. You watch her believe in the possibility of him being the greatest president that may ever happen, and her justify why she's going to say, yes, let's rig the election.
Yes,
and
that
also
push and pull.
Yes,
yeah.
And like cry.
Struggling with that.
As she like gives up everything she, on the other hand, believes in, which is we the people get to decide who the fucking leader of the free world is. It is. Yes. She's unbelievable.
And her stellar acting starts off like right at the top of this episode.
Right at the top. It's unbelievable. Olivia walks into her apartment. Edison is fucking waiting for her. And he's like, I know who your boyfriend was the last few years, bitch. It's the president. And she's like,
yeah.
In all of her classic Olivia, like head fucking twitched to the side, arms crossed.
Pointing at him.
Pointing. Yes. Like, and she, you know, is like acting like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you idiot. And then she has this, who the fuck wrote this episode? Mark Fish.
Mark Fish. Of course he did.
Mark Fish was one of the solid dudes with us till the very end. And also, I think almost was like, I think he was like head writer seasons, maybe 6 and 7.
Right?
He's amazing and such a nice guy. But goes through these numbers like 5. This is why I won't be with you. 4. This is why you're a dick.
Yeah.
3. This is why I won't be with you. 2. Did you hear me? And 1. In a matter of 3 minutes, you've called me a criminal, a whore, an idiot, and a liar. And so now, goodbye.
Yes. Yes. And there's the title of the episode. She throws that shit out.
Oh,
so good.
And also, the whole time I was thinking, how the fuck did she memorize this shit?
Listen, I most of the time on set, and if I was around Kerry, she was with her assistant going over lines. I mean, it was constantly, even when we had downtime, when they were setting up in the hair and makeup trailer. I mean, it was constantly, she was going over lines. She had to. I mean, because she had this monologue, and this is just one out of like 8 that she had in this episode. You know what I mean? Yes. And sometimes they would, there were days where we had monologues where they would change them the day of, like change stuff in the monologue the day of. Yeah.
And to paint a picture for you guys, like she would be called in to get her wig on at like 4:30 in the morning. And so before any of us would get there, her lovely assistant, which changed over the years, would sit in the fucking hair chair next to her, drilling lines until we got there. And then she'd be like,
"Yes,
it would be maybe 6 a.m. She'd be like, guys, you want to run it? And then we would run. Yeah. And then when we would be shooting the scene, an assistant would be like, can we run the next one? Let me get for the next one.
She'd be running the next scene. Yes.
The work ethic. I mean, she was an Olympic athlete. She was literally an Olympic athlete. That's how hard she trained and worked.
Yeah. And with Josie on her lap, Carrie used to have this little beautiful little
Baker.
Dog named Josephine Baker, who loved to eat bacon.
Oh,
Carrie would give her bacon in the mornings. Remember that?
I was scared of that dog.
Oh, you were?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Because I saw her like... The little ones always freak me out because they
the little ones will rip your face off.
Yeah, they like nip your fucking face and then all of a sudden you're getting stitches and you have a scar for the rest of your life. Like, I loved her.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Josie. R.I.P. She died.
Yeah.
But she was passed, like our set mascot. She was there for everything. She was so... God, Carrie was such a good mom before she was a mom because...
Yes.
That dog was independent and would just never on a leash, would follow her around, but also like do her own, like she was so independently her own personality, but also listened to whatever Carrie needed her to do.
And loved to be on Carrie's lap or in her arm. You know what I mean? Her
she
holding
ate bacon?
Her. She ate bacon. Yeah. Every morning she would give her some bacon.
That is the cutest shit I've ever heard.
We'll be right back, guys.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Okay, so Edison leaves the room after they're like broken up and she's like, get the fuck out of here. And she calls Cyrus and she's like, holy shit, we have a problem. Edison just told me that tomorrow Sally Langston's going to go public and saying that Fitz is not capable of leading right now. Like, he is not fully recovered from the gunshot wound. And then we do this whole episode where like we're going back and forth between like back in time and to present time.
Yes.
And the big part of this episode is that Melly suggests that, you know, Fitz is down too many points. There's no way he's going to beat Governor Reston. And everyone's like, bring in Papa Grant. Played
Jerry Grant, who is a former politician, right? Super successful.
And America's fucking darling dickhead.
Yes.
Tell me about Barry Bostwick.
You guys, it's played by Barry Bostwick. I mean, listen, Barry Bostwick is a theater icon. Carrie.
Theater
I just called you Carrie.
Fucking icon.
First of all, he was nominated for a Tony. He originated the role of Danny Zuko in Grease.
Come on. guys.
Which is fucking nuts. And he was nominated
and
for
And let it be known that Grease, as much as Guillermo and I sang Rent on the Scandal set, Grease was also sang quite a lot because Tom Verica, our producing director, played Kinnicky all over Pennsylvania and Jersey. Oh, yeah.
Katie, I didn't know that.
Oh, he played Kinnicky all over touring companies.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, when Tom Verica was like 19 to 21, like he made his living equity, like going around playing Kinnickys at different places, you know. And he always had that super fucked up
like a
line that
card.
Was like, oh no, was that someone else? Did she put up a fight? Like that musical's not okay. That musical is not okay. You can't say shit like that. It's not cool.
I know. But Tom is fucking hot. Tom is
beautiful.
A really good looking
so
guy.
Handsome.
Like I could totally see him in Grease playing Kinnicky.
And then Foley would also,
Foley in Grease too?
I think, I don't know if Foley had done Grease, but I just have so many visuals coming into my head right now of like me, Verica, and Foley singing Grease like a lot on set for whatever reason.
I just watched Grease the other day. Grease was, I used to pull little scenes, little monologues from Grease and use them at auditions. Like the scene between Kinnicky and Zuko. Oh, God, there's no, I don't have that brain that you have. We've talked about this before. Katie could do a fucking soliloquy from Shakespeare right now, word for word. I don't even remember what the fuck it is. But Grease was my jam. Like, I'll put it on, like, to this day,
incredible.
Just to have in the background, because it's so good.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But wait.
And just recently.
What would you, what audition would you have where you would pull that?
It was a couple of scenes. I remember one scene specifically, and I was actually auditioning for a manager, and I did it with a friend, with someone else. So we did a scene, the scene with Kinnicky and Danny, where he gets hit in the head and he's like, you're gonna have to drive for me, like you're my second, you know, all this stuff, that whole thing. And I did that audition. I did it a couple of times. I used that at audition. Isn't that funny? I did that.
Such a good idea.
Yeah. I did Stand By Me, that monologue when he's telling the story about the kid that vomits on the audience stuff. I did that as a monologue.
Adam for a monologue. Adam didn't either. You never went to like scene
to
study school,
no,
so you wouldn't know to like
I would
go to a monologue
watch movies.
Book.
Yeah.
Same with Adam. So when Adam had to audition at University of Maryland, he's like a sophomore, he's a poli-sci major, he wants to be a lobbyist in D.C. He has no thoughts or dreams or aspirations of being an actor. And someone's like, you should
really?
Join. No. And someone's like, you should join the sketch comedy troupe at Maryland because you're fucking funny. And he joins the sketch troupe, which is just like SNL, you know, and he's doing sketches and he's having the best time, sold out audiences on campus. And then they're like, you should switch your major to drama. But you had to audition to get into the theater department. He didn't get in 3 times and he didn't know what to do either. So he just transcribed the opening monologue to Goodfellas.
No.
Like,
see, that's what we did back in the day.
It starts with like, I always knew I wanted to, my whole life I've been a gangster. Some shit like that. And like this little skinny fucking 50-pound wet Jew from Pennsylvania is doing this like Italian gangster mafia monologue. Didn't get in.
Did he do the same monologue all 3 times or would he change it up?
No,
he would change it up.
He can't remember the second time. Then the third time, he begged the guy who officiated our wedding, Scott Reese, who's an amazing drama professor who's like super cool, looks like Obama, like such a tall, handsome, like biracial dude. And Adam is like, I'm going to be a senior. I want to graduate with a theater degree and I can't get in and I don't know what to do. And the guy was like, here's a Neil Simon monologue. Do this.
He's like, bitch, you got to use an actual like play monologue.
Yeah. And by the way, when he auditioned, all the kids are getting up and saying like, you know, this is my monologue from name the play and name the playwright. And Adam had to get up and he was like, this is what's his name?
Paul Simon.
Yeah, when his first audition, he was like, this is whatever from Goodfellas, like written by Martin Scorsese.
Oh my God, how precious.
Oh
they
my
were
God,
probably
so
all
precious.
Like,
okay, all of this in a roundabout story to Grease,
Barry Bostwick,
you love Grease. He was the original fucking Danny Zuko.
Danny
on Broadway.
Zuko, but also he's one of the leads in one of my favorite fucking horror, thriller, sci-fi musicals ever called The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, it's the best.
He was Brad Majors, asshole. The shadow cast,
it's
asshole.
It's the best. It's the best movie my of God. All time. I mean, the guy is he's a legend. He is a legend. Changed the game in theater and TV and film alike.
Yeah, and he won the Tony for a show called The Robber Bridegroom in 1977.
I don't know that.
Yes, I don't know that one either. But also, Barry Boswick, all I wanted to do when he was on set
was do everything
was talk about Rocky Horror. Yeah.
And did you?
No, I barely had scenes with him. I was fucking Hagrid Huck. I was like, what am I going to look like being like, hey, Barry Boswick, can you, as a fucking, I'm homeless. He's probably like, who the fuck is this? But I remember talking to Bellamy about it, and Bellamy was in awe and loved him as well because, you know, she's a big theater person as well.
And she had to have so many scenes with him.
Yeah, she had a lot of scenes with him.
He's incredible in this episode, and there's a lot of scenes where, like, well, we'll get into that, but we flash back. They suggest bringing in Fitz's dad to help the campaign, to sort of split some of the campaign stops on the trail to get, like, some of the, you know, approval ratings up. And then, oh, my God. Fitz is like, no, we're not bringing in my dad. I'm not doing this. Yeah. Like, no way. I said I would do this on my own. I don't need his help. I'm not my father's son. And then Olivia and Fitz go to Olivia's room to discuss it, and they just fucking hook up, and it's good. Man.
Yeah, he starts to slide down her. Yeah. Oh, my God. And Carrie makes that face of like, ooh, this feels good.
Yeah, and then also Tony the Guillermo, I mean, what's his name? Oh, God, see, I'm getting all flustered because it was such a fucking hot scene.
I know.
No, he's like, fine, I'll let my dad come and be a part of this as long as you don't talk about it for the next 20 minutes. And I'm like, ooh, child,
ooh, 20
we're
minutes.
Going for 20 minutes?
Ooh, he's down there for 20 minutes.
Shit.
Damn.
Okay. okay, back in the present day hospital, a doctor is briefing Fitz and Melly on how bad this gunshot wound is. Like, they're like, you might lose speech. You might not be able to connect your brain to your thoughts. Right. You might not be able to walk, which essentially is like, can he be president of the United States? Like, what the hell? Okay, Jerry shows up, and Jerry is amazing. He's such an old-fashioned piece of shit.
So wonderful. His energy in this episode just drives the episode. He's so Jerry Grant. Like, he just melded into the role so well.
Yep.
Like, I can't imagine anyone else playing Jerry Grant.
No, me
and
either.
And he walks in, and he's like, no, pay no attention to me. I'm furniture.
Yes.
I'm just going to sit here. And then Fitz starts to rehearse, like, his, you know, what he's going to say during the debate. And of course, Jerry Grant stops him right away. And he's like, what are you doing?
Yes.
You know, you're good looking. Use your personality and all this stuff.
Yes. He calls Olivia sweetheart. And he's just like,
yes.
He's very old fashioned and a pig. And you could tell he's one of those dudes who cheated on his wife forever and is like fucking sexist. And
yes, but also charming as fuck.
Charming as hell.
Yes.
And you could see why America is such a big fan. So Fitz gets drunk as shit. At like a big the night that Jerry is there and they have a big dinner, and Fitz gets so wasted because he's so triggered by his dad. And then after the dinner, they're in an elevator and Olivia is going up to her room, and Fitz kind of tries to
sidles in. He sidles
he tries
into
to
that
like
elevator.
Slip that shit, just the tip in, just like a little bit. And Olivia pushes him away the exact moment that the elevator door opens and Melly catches it. And it's such a scene because Melly's like, I'm so sorry. And you could tell from Carrie's face, her beautiful acting. She's like, I can't believe the guy that I'm sleeping with, his wife is
apologizing to me. Yes. And did you see in that scene when Melly first comes in and Tony backs up, he bangs his head on that light fixture in the elevator? And
I did
Tony's
not
like,
see
oh,
that.
Like that really happened. It's so great. It just added to the scene.
Acting, you know, they say a lot of times, like, you know, mistakes or things can be your greatest gift because
absolutely.
It makes it real and it makes you in the present moment and whatever.
Yes.
Okay. And then they're getting into this big fight because Jerry wants to run a dirty campaign and Fitz really wants to stay above board and do things the right way. But what's cool about Jerry wanting to run a dirty campaign is that in order to run the dirty campaign, Olivia calls in the first, like, Olivia Pope and Associates.
Yes.
She really forms her baby first gladiators. Team. Yeah. Like, you see the origin story of Abby, Huck, and Harrison all meeting for, like, kind of the first time to sort of work on digging up shit on Governor Reston. God, Darby kills me. You, like, walk in. She's like, oh, God. Oh, no. Is he coming over here? Ew. And I just...
Because Huck is, full-on homeless like Hagrid dumb. Huck. Yeah.
There's no way that would have been like that. But, you know, TV, no, creative license. Right? Creative license. So the dream team is together.
There's a lot of back and forth in this episode,
which is exciting and very well done.
Yeah.
We will be back with more after the break.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The thing that the...
The thing about this episode
is that the OPA dream team, the one thing they dig up on Reston is that he's on antidepressants. It's like...
I was like, what?
Who gives a shit? Who is it?
Right?
Like...
I thought the same thing. I was like, this is the big find.
Yeah, this is the big find.
This is the red flag.
That he's on Prozac. Who cares? Fitz has got the information, and they throw him out there into a debate, and the dad, Jerry Dickhead, is like, you got to use this shit. You got to just seal the deal, make sure America knows that he's mentally unstable or whatever the hell. And before that, another amazing scene.
Oh, so good.
Fitz is being a little bitch baby. He walks in to prep for the debate, and like they're having technological difficulties, and he's like, "You, why is this happening? Get out of here!"
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, "Okay, great, thanks for the night. Everyone, go home."
Yeah.
And
she's like, "These people are working hard for you, dude. Yeah. Like they're working for you. Like you got to calm down. Yep. What's your problem?"
And she says, "You know what your problem is? Oh my God, I didn't see it before." And this is when she's getting all that finger shaking straight up in his face again.
Yes!
Edison was in the beginning, but now she's shaking a finger in his face. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, if I hadn't been, and then the sentence cuts out. But she was like, if I hadn't fallen in love with you is really what she wanted to say. Then I wouldn't have missed it. But what I've missed is America doesn't know who you are. Why do you want this?
Why do you want to be president? Yes.
This is why America doesn't trust you. This is why you're losing, because you yourself don't know why you want this.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a good scene. And his face in this scene, he's like super emotional. He's like about to cry. Oh, it's so good. They're both so good in this scene.
Oh my God, it's so good. And so instead of him using the antidepressant thing, he has a great debate moment talking to like one of the women in the audience about her son about to go off to war to fight for him. And he has like a real moment of like letting people in and seeing how he's vulnerable and he's also afraid. And it really, they're like, he kicked the shit out of this debate.
Totally. He was so, and still, he did so well. He knocked that shit out the park, and still, his dad is like, you wimped out, didn't you? You should have used it. You're going to lose this election. Like, he's still being super negative, and it's like, dude, he did amazing in this debate. Yeah. Like, come on.
And then his dad dies.
And then his dad fucking dies dead. And then Fitz chops wood, which I thought, okay, this is like the second time we see Tony Goldwyn chopping wood because he told Shonda that he's really good at chopping wood.
And he's really good.
And he looks hot doing it. And then I thought, why did they always have me eating in scenes? And I thought, because I eat really good because I like to eat. I was like, oh, okay.
I did nothing. I mean, I literally did nothing. So I guess that's what – I don't have like a thing. I mean, I guess I was like a hacker, but nope. No, Quinn at the beginning took a lot of notes.
You did take notes.
Which, by the way, like a hacker would never write notes.
Right. I mean, listen, I wrote so many notes, but I'm also like, you know, 63. So,
you know what I used to hide in my notes all over the set?
Gum, right?
That's right.
Oh, my God. It was so disgusting, Katie. I remember that. I remember opening that shit up sometimes and being like, this is so nasty. Just globs of gum, like dried up gum in between
pages. Guys, I have a major gum issue where is like if I'm around gum, I have to chew it and I have to chew a lot of it. Like it's like an oral fixation thing. I don't understand. Like I don't even buy gum or have it in near my house because if I do, it's not like I have a piece a
You're
day.
Just like,
it's like, no. Like I'll eat, it'll be gone in an hour, the whole thing.
I do that with the cinnamon gum with Big Red. Mm. Like I have to put like five, six pieces there once the flavor's gone, I spit it out and then throw five more in.
But I would chew gum on set to be sure that I had super fresh breath for my fellow actors. And then they would call action and then I would just roll up the wad of gum and stick it in the corner of one of our legal notepads. And so most of our notepads around set just had a shitload of wads of gum in it, thanks to me. So he's chopping wood and him and Olivia are talking about something that I can't remember, but the scene sort of ends and he's down on his knees and she's hugging him and he's finally crying for his dad, crying for their relationship, crying for all of it. Like, he just has this like big emotional release.
And crying because he found himself. He found who he is, you know, his authenticity. And he did great in that debate. Yeah. In that crying scene, I thought, I know he didn't use no tear stick for this one because he's crying into the other actor, which is very convenient sometimes when you're like, oh, I got to fucking cry. I'm going to cry into my hands and cover my full face.
Absolutely deceased. I am absolutely deceased that the one time you really don't need a tear stick is if you can make some sort of blocking choice where when you cry, you fall into the other person and never separate so that the camera can catch that it's all bullshit.
Correct. But he did it brilliantly and you could hear him sobbing in Carrie's mic, you know, because usually our microphones are like on our chests somewhere and the sound was beautiful.
Oh my God, that is so sobbing. Funny.
Beautiful.
We cut to in the present moment where Edison proposes to Olivia.
Yo.
What are you saying about that?
He can't take no for an answer. Like, get the fuck out of here already. Bye.
God damn it. Oh, my God.
Well, so true, though. Like, what are you still doing around? And he asked her to marry him? Like, where? Read the room, dude.
Yeah, she's not feel that into she's you.
Into you.
Like, and also, when was the last time you guys boned? Like, I feel like your relationship is a fucking nightmare, and this is the starting point.
Yeah.
Like, this is bad. It's very bad. Yo. But he proposes saying to her, like, I know you. I'm the only one that gets you. And then she says, what does she say?
We don't get an answer.
We
apparently.
Do not get an answer, but what we do get an answer about and how the episode ends is we get the answer that Olivia decides, yes, rig the election. And she's around the table in the private Grant plane and
she's wrecked.
And she's fucking
emotionally wrecked that she's saying yes.
Believable. And the way it's shot, it's so beautiful. They cut to like Cyrus's, they cut to Hollis just made the call. Like he picks up the phone, obviously calling Jesse, played by the wonderful Adam Shapiro, but the sexy, wonderful, greatest gift to my life, Adam Shapiro. And yes. He calls him and says, it's a go. Mm-hmm. And then they cut to the goons, every goon's face. Melly, Cyrus,
all them goons.
Hollis, Verna, and then Olivia.
So many wigs.
And Olivia just cries and puts her hands over her mouth. And she's just like,
mm-hmm.
I've signed a deal with the devil, I think.
Yeah. And this is early on in Scandal. So it's one of the first times, right, that you think, oh, man, nothing is as it seems, right? Like, she's supposed to be the one that's wearing the white hat, the one that's supposed to fix everything and be, you know.
The moral compass.
The good one, yes. And here she is agreeing to rig the election. Like, that's like,
not
that's other level
cool.
shit. You know what I mean?
That's
yeah,
like,
that's other level shit.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
The fun fact, this is the third flashback episode of season two and the fourth flashback episode all overall. So like,
ooh.
This is episode 11 and we did seven in the first. So already 18 episodes and four of them have been flashback episodes. So like,
yo,
that became a real thing that Scandal did. You know, like yeah. play with time and sort of
yeah
go back and forth like that.
Yeah.
Do we have any tweets of the time?
Tweets of the time. These tweets were some of my favorites.
Yes.
And some of them don't even have to do with the show, and that's why I love them, because they're just crazy and so good.
Like, the middle of season two is when people started to give a shit about this show.
They were like, this is my jam. Like, mm-hmm. this is my show. Mm-hmm. I got to watch it every week.
And
yep.
so I think we can see it in the tweets of the time. Because they're getting crazier and crazier. And so what are some of your favorite tweets of the time, G?
Yo, one of my favorites is... Trisha Matthew says, I'm pretty sure I just saw Edison in a Cialis ad. I guess things with Olivia are really over. #Scandal.
Wait, what's Cialis again?
Cialis is like a erectile dysfunction, like pill, like a Viagra.
Right. Da.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. They're like, this dude needs a job. He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
He's
I saw
out.
Him in this commercial, yeah. Someone at Alpha Dre BT tweeted, the president's wife is a nasty bitch. #Scandal. So good.
At Goddess Tings says, the motherfucking cable went out. Mom, she's about to spaz if she don't see Scandal. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
her mom.
Apparently her mother, this girl's mother said, the motherfucking cable went out because she was about to watch the show and now she's flipping out.
And this was the time where, like, this was appointment viewing.
Yeah.
Like, streaming has made it so people just really watch entire series in their own time and place. But at this point, people were showing up Thursdays to see this show. So
yeah.
Fridays, if you went into work and didn't know the plot of Scandal, someone was going to blow it.
Yes.
So your motherfucking cable going out was a problem.
That's a big deal. Let's see. Dave the Gage tweeted, just heard Subway's footlongs are 11 inches in some locations. #Scandal. #Protest. #Boycott Subway.
What?
My favorite. Also, because it has nothing to do with our show, but also how much do Katie and I love Subway sandwiches, but our sandwich choices are very specific.
I
love a veggie delight on whole wheat with extra vinegar, all the vegetables, cheese, a ton of jalapenos, yellow peppers, hot sauce, mayo.
My mouth is watering. I love a veggie delight.
Yes, Katie, what is yours? Yours is...
I like a foot long on Italian white. I like extra provolone cheese. I like it toasted. And then I like extra lettuce, extra olives, extra banana peppers, extra jalapenos, extra vinegar, extra olive oil, extra salt and pepper. And it's just a fucking cheese, lettuce, bread sandwich.
So
my
good.
Mouth.
So
I can barely
good.
Talk.
Me too.
There's so much saliva in my mouth.
Maybe I'm going to go grab that shit after we finish taping. Yo.
I love a veggie delight. And I love mine. I don't know what mine's called. I got introduced to it in high school by some vegetarian, and I wasn't really a vegetarian, but I loved it. But wait, okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Scandal Rewatch
Thank
podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Unpacking the Toolbox. We can't wait to hear more and talk more. Next week's episode is called Truth or Consequences. I can't remember what this is about. Do you remember what it's about? And I watched
it. I do not.
Okay.
So, 212, right?
212, Truth or Consequences. We may or may not be having a super fucking awesome guest, but you should tune in anyway, always, and tell your friends, like, subscribe, do all the things, listen to us. We love you.
Hit us up on social media. Yeah. I'm at Guillermo Diaz Real on Instagram, Guillermo Diaz Yo on Twitter.
And I'm at KTQ Lowe's at Instagram. What are you on Twitter, G?
Guillermo Diaz Yo.
Oh, yeah. I love Guillermo that. Diaz Yo. I forgot you were at Guillermo Diaz Yo. Yo.
But no one's on Twitter anymore. Like, I don't see you on Twitter anymore. Like, everybody's like, we're taking a break from Twitter.
Yeah.
Which I want.
It became a little bit of a cesspool during the Trump era. The tweeting was a much classier bag during the scandal
back in
era.
The day. Correct.
But we love you all. Come along for the ride. So much more scandal to talk about.
Yes.
So many more people to talk to. We love you, gladiators, OG and new. Till next time.
Peace. On Unpacking the Toolbox.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you guys for joining us on Unpacking the Toolbox. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, share with your friends, rate, or leave us a review.
Scandal is executive produced by Sandy Bailey, Alex Alche, Lauren Homan, Tyler Klang, and Gabrielle Collins. Our producer and editor is Vince DiGianni, with music by Chad Fisher.
Scandal is a production of ABC Signature, and you can follow along by rewatching Scandal on Hulu.
Unpacking the Toolbox is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app or anywhere you subscribe to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.